First of all, I want to welcome all of our confirmation candidates and their mission team who has put on their retreat today, and want to remind your parents of our confirmation children, young adults basically. It's important that you make arrangements for them to get to Mass every Sunday or Saturday evening. Also, on Monday is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. It is a holy day of obligation. The obligation is in force because it is our patronal feast and the patronal feast of our nation. Masses will be at 7:30 in the morning, 12 noon, and 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, Monday evening, to allow our PSR students to attend. There was a judge who was going to be judging a civil trial, and when he came into the courtroom, he sat down and said, "Last night, the plaintiff's attorney came to me and gave me $10,000 to decide for the plaintiff. And this morning, when it came to court, the defendant's attorney gave me $10,000 to decide in the defendant's favor. Since I've received the same amount from both, I'll have to decide the case on its merits." Again, it's one that's, even I know this is not one of the best ones, but anyhow. The point is that there is much corruption in our world. There is much injustice. But we seek, and we have, a judgment and a judge in Christ who is correct and incorruptible. In the first reading, Isaiah speaks of a new leader who will come to judge this people, a descendant of David from the root of Jesse. He will be filled with God's spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. And because of that spirit, that descendant of David will be incorruptible. He will always decide aright. And he will restore the world as it should be, like the Garden of Eden. He will lead all people, all creation, back to the Lord. It'll be a right relationship between God and creation, between God and the children of God. And there'll be no distinction between Jew and Gentile, because all are called to a relationship with God and with all of our sisters and brothers in the human family. We are to live with charity and mercy. And that relationship is what Paul speaks about in today's second reading. He talks about, and he addresses the Jewish Christians of Rome, because they have come to a right understanding of the Old Testament. And the Gentile Christians have the gospel, and they have heard the gospel and come to understand that, so that in that relationship, all believers are called to the life of Christ, to welcome each other because Jesus has welcomed them. They are to live then as a family, one people, no distinction between Jew or Gentile, slave or Greek. And we see in the gospel today John's ministry to proclaim the coming of the Lord and to proclaim repentance. And he is identified with the words that Isaiah speaks. He is the one who proclaims in the wilderness, "The Lord is coming. Prepare the way." And many people are coming to John to be baptized. It's a manifestation of their desire to be more and more faithful to living their relationship with God. They are to get ready because the Lord is coming, and the Lord will come in John's own day. And he will be the Messiah, God with us. And John who has been proclaiming this, also sees people who are coming to be baptized, and he knows their hearts. Because many of the people that are coming to be baptized, the scribes and Pharisees in particular, the Sadducees, they're coming to be baptized just to show that they're being baptized. It doesn't mean anything to their hearts. And he's challenging them to give evidence of their conversion, of their repentance. It's not enough to say, yes, we're children of Abraham. As John says, even God can make even children of Abraham out of these stones. He has called them to embrace a relationship, a living relationship with God and with all of their neighbors. And if they don't, there will be dire consequences. The axe is laid at the root of the tree, and the chaff will be burned. John is speaking to us and telling us that conversion, repentance, is our vocation. It has to manifest a real love for God and for our brothers and sisters. We are to love even those who don't seem very lovable. We are to grow in that relationship, that the time is coming. And the time of the Lord's coming is closer than it was yesterday. He is coming at the end of the world, and he is coming at the end of our own lives, and we have to be ready. We have to live in this world as members of this world, understanding that this world is passing away. We have to seek the world that will remain. We have to ask God for the grace to turn more and more to the Lord each day, surrendering our will to God's will more and more each day, that as children of God, we may be children of the Father, we may be filled with the Holy Spirit, that we may live in imitation of Jesus, who is our brother and our Lord, who calls us to live in this world, looking forward to the world that will never end.